But hey, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a pause just to allow things to be the way they are, because sometimes there's just not a lot to say. And the last thing we wanted to do last week was to talk more and more about the horrendousness of gun violence. And so just kind of let that go for the week. But we are back. Johnny and Tim, Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, talking education. Hey, you know what? If you want to join us, right, you know, right away, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We've got a topic, but if you want to jump in with your own, we are perfectly happy to, you know, talk to you. If you're an educator, you can talk education like we do here. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. Johnny, you asked me a question, though, for anybody, you know, on the Zoom, we can actually see each other. You're like, yo, did you have your office moved? And I was like, yeah, man, involuntary relocation, dude. Sir, I mean, no, I was involuntarily relocated, you know, and I was just like, this isn't my space. And you know, you got to look at this, right? And we're going to talk about this. We've got a clip on, but anybody who has an opportunity on Sunday nights on CNN to check out W. Kamau Bell's United Shades of Color, you got to check it out. I mean, just an incredible show. He delivers, you know, slight tongue-in-cheek, but seriousness. And the reality, he brings people to talk about these issues. And last week, the premiere episode, though, critical race theory, wokeness, slavery, you name it, it was out there. But a great episode. And I just thought, you know, today, you know, we've talked about this before, but why not come back and talk about this? And so leading off, as I say, I'm not in my regular office. I was involuntarily located. Nobody probably heard involuntary location as anything slightly offensive or even categorically connected to U.S. history. However, Dateline in Texas, it has been proposed that the term, quote, involuntary relocation be used rather than slavery when dealing with second graders. So, Johnny, my mild involuntary relocation, which didn't cause anybody to get uncomfortable, what do you think about using this as a, you know, for second graders to talk about the trip that certain people took to America? African Americans were involuntarily relocated because they're second graders, you know?
Tim, you know, this is a hard no coming from me, you know, and to teach teachers, primarily work with them closely around making sure that we teach using accurate language that's also developmentally appropriate. While involuntary relocation might be developmentally appropriate, those are concepts that young people can understand. Mm-hmm. They're not accurate to teaching history as it pertains to enslavement of people. And so enslaved people is a term that we can use developmentally appropriate to an accurate to history with second graders. And so it's not a good term. I mean, it was just like lopped up there. It's not appropriate term to use. And in fact, it's a highly problematic one because of the ways that it obscures and really presents an inaccurate historical account of something as important for young people to learn about as how slavery worked and in terms of enslaved people. And I'm going to be real particular about that language today when we talk about it, because with young people especially, the language matters. You're building a foundation from which they understand something that has occurred that still has implications today. And second graders don't live in a vacuum. They're already starting to develop their consciousness of a world around them. And that world right now is one that's working really hard to address the ills of racism in our communities. And so to obscure the historical roots of that current racism is really a problem. From no matter where you situate yourself on the political spectrum, involuntary relocation is a problematic term for a teacher to be using in regards to the enslavement of people on this planet.
Okay, so we'll put it there. Now we'll put this out though, and Evan, we got a little section from the United Shades of Color from last week, and you know, kind of to help situate this involuntary relocation. Evan, we ready to play on that, man? All right, Evan, hit it.
What'd you say? Here we go.
Race theory.
Critical race theory. What are your thoughts on that?
You can teach it without having an opinion.
But is it okay if a teacher says, I think slavery was bad? Is that okay?
No.
What about those? They go, Nazis not good.
Nothing's bad. No.
And if the latter is how you heard about it first, then I'm not surprised you're confused, which is why I grind my teeth when I sleep.
It's totally manipulation and manufacturing a crisis.
Who's manufacturing it?
The Democrats. It's always a race card. I get so sick of it. We need to teach children to compete when the Chinese probably know more about American history than we do.
So we should teach better American history here.
Well, yeah.
It's like the history of America.
History of America.
Slavery, genocide, Native Americans.
No.
Not that stuff?
Well, not the whole thing.
We're talking about the idea that some people say that wokeness has gone too far.
So Johnny, come on, you know, slavery was a good thing, or we don't want to upset people. And as W. Kamau Bell, you know, those Chinese, we got to compete with them because they understand American history. And I love Kamau jumping in there and saying, you know, so we would really like Americans to learn about like slavery, the history of genocide. And for anybody watching the show, I know it's only audio, the white woman there says, oh, well, no, not that. But wow. And then in the first clip, I, you know, challenge people to go to CNN and check out, you know, a little bit of W. Kamau Bell's United Shades of Color and check out this segment, because you have three women who, when asked about critical race theory, actually bring it up as though it's a bad thing. And then as you know, they don't want anything bad taught, just good. So it was interesting. So Johnny, put that in the context of involuntary relocation. And I think you get the idea of saying, what is it that a certain group of powerful people want to teach? Because the frightening aspect of this episode of United Shades of Color, which cuts across the country, is the highlighting of actually how popular and, in fact, maybe mainstream it is to attack things such as teaching the history of slavery. We're not going to do that because that's critical race theory. You and I know that's not critical race theory. That's history. That's what history is. However, it's been boogeymaned, turned into this. And now, though, you actually truly have people who are going, yeah, I just really don't want kids to learn about the bad stuff. I just don't like that. And they're winning school board races. Johnny Lupinacci, and this is what I said on the promo, well, then I guess we're just going to conform and not make any of our listeners uncomfortable, and we'll talk about involuntary relocation, and we'll talk about the happiness of slavery. John, I see you shaking your head, man.
Tim, there is something. I know you're pushing our listeners, and you're pushing us to think about, you know, the language that we use and the way that we come at this, because we want to first establish a foundation that, like, historians, experts in childhood development and educational psychologists, you know, all have done the research to show kind of what's developmentally appropriate when it comes to this, because it's been difficult to talk about, because we're actually tasked, if you're teaching young learners, you're tasked with presenting them with kind of a difficult history, and it's something that is about dehumanization. You know, and it's still playing out today. And so given that difficulty of things like it came up in the clip, genocide of Native Americans, you know, the enslavement of people from a different continent, forcibly brought, you know, to this continent for the desire to profit at the expense of the humanity and dignity of other cultures. This is important to learn about in order to move forward together. And the part where we start talking about teaching what's good, what we have we have research about is it's important to balance stories of resilience mm-hmm. and stories of perseverance and survival, not to make it only about the horrors of it, because that's certainly an important piece, but to also balance with how unbelievably remarkable it is that people have survived those conditions, and to really also emphasize the humanity, right, of it, that there was a dehumanizing process. So involuntary relocation, just to me, it just breathes terminology that continues to obscure the dehumanization. It doesn't focus on that process where young people can begin to connect with diverse cultures and see enslavement as a problematic part of our history, but that would lead to the kinds of conditions we live in today.
But so you're talking about the purpose of teaching history, Johnny Lupinacci, which is a great thing we're going to talk about. You know, we're up on a minute here. Join us at the break.
After
the break. Yeah.
Difficult history.
But 844-967-2789. If you have a happy history story, we'll be glad to listen to your happy history. But here's the thing, though. Forced or involuntary, you said forcibly involuntary relocation. Where did that term come from? Oh, my. The frightening part about where that term came from, because, it sounds like it probably came from a certain group of, you know, right-wing crazy people. But when we get back, we're going to reveal who actually put forth the term involuntary relocation. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Busted pencils, educated educators talking education. Back at the break.